The importance of humility today on the Ultimate Ground Rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. Welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello and welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules. I am your host, Dave Pritchard, and today I want to take a brief look at the importance of humility. In athletics in general, whether you're a player or a coach, it can be easy to become arrogant or prideful. What I mean by that is we can easily begin to think of all the things that we have done, all the things that we have accomplished, or all the skills that we may have, and we may begin to think that they increase our value. We may begin to think that those are the things that identify us. But Scripture has another idea. Scripture points to the importance of humility as a believer. Specifically, I want to look at three short passages today as we look at this idea of humility. First, in Luke chapter 2, verses 41 through 52, we read the account of Jesus as a boy in the temple. It says this, "Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to custom. And when the feast was ended, as they were returning, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents did not know it. But supposing him to be in the group, they went a day's journey. But then they began to search for him along their relatives and their acquaintances. And when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem, searching for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished as well. And his mother said to him, 'Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been searching for you in great distress.' And he said to them, 'Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?' And they did not understand the saying that he spoke to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was submissive to them. And his mother treasured up all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man." When you read this passage, you may not think of humility, but I believe you should. And I'll point out why you should and why it's important. Any believer without hesitation would agree with the idea that Jesus lived a sinless life and modeled how we should live as a believer. When questioned by his parents, Jesus responded, "Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" This passage also reveals to us in the beginning that Jesus was only 12 years old when he said this. So at 12, what we see is that Jesus was fully aware of who he was. 12 years old. He's fully aware that he's the Savior of the world. The Gospels also show us that Jesus didn't begin his official ministry until he was roughly 30 to 33 years old. Let's assume, for the sake of easy math, that he was 32. That's 20 years removed from this moment in the temple. 20 years that Jesus was fully aware of who he was, and yet he humbly lived as an obedient son outside of the limelight. 20 years. This is the same Jesus that performed the miracles and the signs that we read about in the Gospels. To withhold that for 20 years takes an amazing amount of humility. And that's exactly what Jesus modeled for us. Second, in John chapter 3, verses 25 through 30, we see an example of the humility of John the Baptist. It says this, "An argument developed between some of John's disciples and a certain Jew over the matter of ceremonial washing. They came to John and said to him, 'Rabbi, that man who was with you on the other side of the Jordan, the one that you testified about, he is baptizing and everyone is going to him.' To this John replied, 'A person can receive only what is given them from heaven. You yourselves can testify that I said, I am not the Messiah, but am sent ahead of him. The bride belongs to the bridegroom. The friend who attends the bridegroom waits and listens for him, and is full of joy when he hears the bridegroom's voice. That joy is mine, and it is now complete. He must increase, and I must decrease. Jesus himself described John the Baptist as the greatest man to ever live. That's quite a compliment. In this passage, we see that John the Baptist's ministry is starting to dwindle in number. Several of his followers were starting to leave him and follow Jesus. His response was simply, "I'm not the Messiah. He must increase and I must decrease." John could have easily beat his chest and made it all about him. But instead, he recognized his role and he pointed to the fact that Jesus was where our focus should be. Amazing humility exemplified by the man whom Jesus described as the greatest man to ever live. Lastly, let's look at Romans chapter 12, verse 3. And Paul says the following, "For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in according with the faith that God has distributed to each of you." As believers, we're not to think too highly of ourselves. We're to pattern our lives after that of Christ and live out the humility that He modeled. This isn't human nature. It's not our natural behavior. That's why, as coaches, I think it's crucial that we make every attempt to model humility for our players. It may be the only place that they ever witness it. So as you live out your daily life, as you work in your program, as you interact with your kids, I want to encourage you, live out humility in front of them. Because again, it may be the only place that they ever see it. Thanks again for joining us this week, and don't forget to like, share, and subscribe as we attempt to grow our community. And also, check out our website at ultimategroundrules.wixsite.com/website, where you can find information about our weekly Bible studies each Monday morning. And until next week, stand firm in the faith.